kind of a mix of experience and new shooters, or what?
What we had when we had five novice, no, we had four novice, one intermediate female, and we had five JVs.
Okay. All right, and competing in a number of different events, I imagine,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes. And I know Katie realizes that out of the 32 awards, we got 31.
Oh, wow.
That we could have got.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, Cade, tell me your thoughts on how the event went and highlights from it.
You know, it went good. Trap was a good one for the kids. That's what we mostly shoot here. Caden Turlin, he got a 25 straight. That's okay. His first in competition, I believe. So that was a big milestone for him. That was his big win, I think, for the competition, other than placing and such. But overall, it was good. The kids got to shoot disciplines they shoot here, but they don't shoot much in competition, like super sporting. That was a new one for them, a combination of all different shots, close, far, fast, slow.
Moving, yeah.
Yeah, lots of different presentations. That was really good for them. It was good for our kids who are starting to change a few things to get better with the sport and to just be more consistent with the sport.
Okay. I know a lot of practice goes into being able to hit any of these targets. These kids put a lot of time into it?
Yeah, we practice. In the fall, it's a little because of the darkness. We only practice on Sundays.
Sure.
But we usually let them shoot unlimited, which is 4 to 6 boxes a week. And then in the spring, they'll be shooting twice a week.
Okay. Cade mentioned it, one of the highlights, a long stretch for one of the kids. What were other highlights that you saw, Larry?
Eric Tinas won trap, and that was his first time medaling. He's been on the team for a few years now, and that kind of put him up over the hump. And I think now, and he won he came third place in
super sporting, yeah.
Yeah, super sport. So he did real well. The other one, Trent Kiddums, did really well. He was just consistent, came in second all the way across. What else do we have? We had our young kids. Am I forgetting anybody else on the JVs?
Tyler and Adam, they did great overall. Tyler's a second-year shooter.
Yeah.
He was doing really well. Same with Adam. He's shot for us for a few years, but they were all doing really well overall.
Yeah. And then the young kids, the ones that are novice, are sixth grade and under. And in the past, Tucker Gibson, he's been shooting for 4 years. I let him start a little early. He's been doing real well. But this year he got competition from our own guys. And we had Thomas Slavin, first-time shooter. And he ended up getting first in super sport and third in wobble. And Calden Smith, he did really well. And he was the high overall. And then we had Cedar Helms, which is the second year. He's just been in it 2 years. And he came in, and I think he got Tucker the first time. And so he got two medals, too. So
a little bit of healthy competition among the teammates there.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, and then Serena and the intermediate ladies, she did really well. She was competing with another girl from Juneau, and they were neck and neck the whole way, which is really good to see that she has.
Yeah, it was her personal best shooting this year. Yeah. She's a second year. She was up there last year.
Okay. Yeah, it's awesome to see.
Okay, cool. And other things to mention about the competition?
Well, the plane ride up there was bad.
Was it? Yeah. I'm remembering back last year at this time, it was freezing cold when you went up there, I think, right, to compete.
Well, so we went up there in that wind Friday, and we had to sit here for an hour waiting for to clear up the accident up there.
Oh, right.
And knowing that. It was cold and wet Saturday, and then the sun came out Sunday. It was really nice.
Oh, good. Okay.
So. Yeah, they got pretty discouraged when we went and practiced Friday night and weren't hitting much with that wind and rain. And Larry and I kept on them about staying positive and you know what to do. And they did really great throughout the whole weekend.
All right. Does that wrap up the season for them?
Yeah, we're going to shoot. We're going to practice kind of fun practices for the next 3 Sundays. Yeah, because we got a late start because it's hard to get shells this year. And then we'll start up in the spring when they can do it twice a week and we got a lot more sunshine and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I'd like to thank people that from Petersburg for all the help they was. They did a fundraiser to help the kids get up there. And,
mm-hmm.
And without their help, it wouldn't have been hard this year. So
Okay.
Yeah, we've got plenty more fundraisers to come throughout the year. Next one is November 6th with the NRA banquet.